You're listening to KOVC AM 1490 and NewsDakota.com. I'm Joel Morgan live here at the Valley City Town and Country Club. Special presentation for you this afternoon. We're going to be honoring the 1960 North Dakota Class A Boys Basketball State Championship Highliner team. First of two events today surrounded about the team. We'll have this luncheon here this afternoon. We're going to be talking to some players and athletes who are part of the only boys state championship team in Highliner history. And then there'll be a pregame ceremony tonight, which we'll have video streamed at NewsDakota.com before tip-off between the Highliners and Devil's Lake. And alongside me here is Tim Ost. Ost, how you doing? You excited for this?
This is exciting. This is great. We're seeing quite a few of the players walking in here at the Country Club as we speak. And we're going to try to grab some of these folks and get some of those days back in 1960. You know, they, like we mentioned this morning, they started out slow in the season, but then they picked it up at the end, and it'll be fun to just kind of get some of that conversation going.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure there is stories about Valley City basketball, about Valley City, that we're probably going to be hearing for the first time. I know you've been here over 20 years, and I'm
Yes.
sure you've heard a lot of them, but I'm sure some will come out today that
That's right.
you probably didn't know about as well. But some cool stuff we have here. We have the actual trophy that is on hand here, and that's a pretty nice little piece of hardware. Some newspaper clippings, some pictures from the team, and how about that look, Toast? The shorts that are well above the knees, the tube socks, the Chuck Taylors, the high-end tights.
That is great. And you know, that's not too I mean, I was right after that. So, I mean, we were wearing the same kind of shorts back in the early 70s, too. So I can't really laugh at that stuff. But, hey, I do want to thank Tom Glant, Investment Centers of America. He's our sponsor for the day here, and I tell you what, Dana, if you could just maybe play one of his cuts, and then we'll come back, and we'll get things rolling.
Are you fighting for higher rates? At Investment Centers of America, we will review your portfolio to find an investment option that helps meet your needs. Call me, Tom Glant, at 845-4623 or stop by my office in Dakota Bank to schedule a free review today.
Securities, advisory services, and insurance products offered through Investment Centers of America Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor, and affiliated insurance agencies. Investment Centers of America is not affiliated with Dakota Bank.
Hey, we're back once again at the Valley City Town and Country Club. Celebrating a special weekend here in Valley City. We're saluting the State A Boys Basketball State Champions 1960, the Valley City Highliners, and we're getting a lot of players in here. This is going to be fun. We're going to grab the mic, but why don't you introduce our next guest?
Oh, we got Jared Micklejohn. Now, you're interning with Marty, right?
Correct.
Is he teaching you a whole lot of anything?
I guess he's taught me a lot, actually, in the couple of weeks that we've been together. So it's a good experience, and I hope it keeps going that way.
Well, you're a local guy. Now, you're from Litchfield?
Lamore,
okay. And you played for that co-op. And you've seen the history of high school basketball in this region, in the state of North Dakota. And you were given the task of researching and finding out as much as you can about this team to put together these packets and some of the stuff for us. What was that whole process like, and what were some things that you learned, and what did you find the most interesting?
It was interesting finding all this stuff. First of all, I went down to the museum, and they had a bunch of news paper articles that I got to read through, and all the stuff that I found was very interesting, all the different things that were going on during this time, obviously, too. Just reading through some of the stuff was very interesting. And then coming back, and Marty had some of the yearbook stuff on the table for me, so I looked through it, found some stuff that I thought would be a good addition to the packet, and then I just kind of put it together for him.
Very nice packet, by the way. Very nicely done, and again, a lot of information too, which I don't think a lot of people really knew about.
No.
The Highliners back in 1959-1960 season, you know, state championship. Where was that? Where was the state
this
tournament?
It was in Grand Forks.
In Grand Forks, yep. Okay. Awesome.
Well, you could probably tell us a little bit more about the way the year went for the Highliners that year than probably me and Toast could. Maybe from what you learned, recap how the season went for them.
Well, it started out pretty good, actually. They had a couple games in the middle of the season right over Christmas break. They ran into a Jamestown team that clipped them in a little tourney over there. And other than that, they progressed as the season went. All the articles were talking about how their coach was always on them about playing hard all the time. So as you can see, some of the scores that were posted there, the margin of victory kind of got bigger as the year went along. And then they just put six good games together in the EDC, in the Class A tournament, state tournament to pull out the state championship.
And just to look at these scores, a couple games I think got into the 70s, mostly into the 60s and the 50s. What just a different style of basketball was back then?
Yeah, I mean, now if you watch games, you only see about 40s and 50s. They try to preach more defense now, but I think back then, I wasn't around that time, but from what it looks like, it's pretty offense-oriented. They tried to put up as much shots as they could and try to play that style of basketball.
Okay.
All right, we got thanks. We put you on the spot. We appreciate you joining us here.
Nicely done. Good job.
So we got to toast. We got to maybe grab a player here or two.
Let's take a break here. Let's take a break, Dana. We'll be back. We'll see if we can't grab a player, and we'll talk basketball 1960 style.
All right.
Has your mind gone fishing lately? Don't forget, it's never too late to start investing your money. I'm Tom Glant with Investment Centers of America. Call us at 845-4623 or stop by my office located in Dakota Bank to find a financial product that may work for you.
Securities, advisory services, and insurance products offered through Investment Centers of America Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor, and affiliated insurance agencies. Investment Centers of America is not affiliated with Dakota Bank.
City Town and Country Club. We are having a special presentation here this afternoon on KOVC. We're talking about the 1959-1960 Class A Boys Basketball State Championship Highliner team. And Toast is around trying to get some players for us to talk to, but we're going to take a chance here to talk to Marty Brotschut, Activities Director at Valley City High School. Just a great opportunity. We've talked about it, I think, when I first started here, is about focusing on the winning tradition, building another winning tradition here at Valley City High School among the athletics. We got the banners up now at the gym. We've done the ceremonies. And here's a big piece of Highliner history and a big piece of Highliner winning basketball.
Oh, absolutely, Joe. A couple months ago, Harvey Leirud, here from here in town, contacted us, let us know they were going to have this reunion. And as soon as that happened, I thought, oh, what a great opportunity to bring up some past history, start building some traditions, be able to come out and present the last team state champion in Valley City history. I think that's a neat opportunity, and it's going to be a great evening tonight as we get to meet all the players and the families of those that played on the 59-60 team.
And some differences about the game of basketball. I mean, different styles and everything, but rules were so different back then.
Yeah, they really were. In your first segment with Jared, you were talking a little bit about the scores, and I think some of that can be attributed to some things like, one, there was no shot clock back then. That's really been in about the last 5-6 years, I believe, or 7 years. Also, no three-point line. Courts were a little bit smaller. The game was a little more bottled up. And, you know, there probably was a little bit different emphasis on defense back in those days and running the team systems. And, you know, as we read the research, it was really interesting to see Coach Denny and how he emphasized defense, 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 and how he preached that. And you could really see that in the articles that were in the Times and even in the Forum and the Herald that we saw from those years.
Coach Denny coached here in Valley City, of course, won the championship, but he's had some success around the state.
Yeah, he went on and had a lot of success at Fargo North. I believe he even had some previous experience out west. I can't remember exactly where it was, but he was a longtime coach here in North Dakota, and he had an exceptionally winning record over his career.
A welcome home for the team. I was here for the welcome home for the Legion baseball team back in the summer, and that was pretty grand. That was a good showing, considering as well it was midnight. But they had a heck of a homecoming parade, or a welcome home parade for this team.
Yeah, it sounds like they really did. Looking in the 1960 yearbook, here's a quote. Valley Cityans gave their heroes a rousing welcome home. Over 600 cars lined Main, and nearly 2,000 people honored the deserving champions. Coach Denny and his squad were the toast of the town and the state. What an exciting way to end a season, have 2,000 people from your community come out and celebrate a victory with you.
Obviously, you're at a lot of games. You're at a lot of basketball games, a lot of events that we have here for the high school with your job. How often are you bumping into guys who are part of this team, and how often are they willing to share stories?
You know, I've met two or three of them over the years here. Harvey, I probably see the most. But tonight, to have the opportunity and just be able to hear these stories, man, that's absolutely solid gold. I'm so looking forward to it. It's like I said, it's been 2 months since this was brought to my attention, but it's been counting the days and the hours until we have the opportunity to visit with the guys.
And just looking at some of the teams that they were beating, anytime you beat Jamestown, that's always fun. Minot, you look at them, they're one of the best teams in the state now. This year, they're top three in the class. And they're also one of the biggest schools, I think, in the state. I think, aren't they the biggest school district in the state?
Minot currently is, yeah. But here, look at this. Fargo, back when they only had one high school. You know, now they have three high schools. You have Park River that was part of the conference, and Grand Forks. That was before Red River High School opened. It was just Central. You still had Wahpeton and Shanley. Rugby was Class A at that time. You know, you see how much things have changed since 1960. It's really interesting to
Grafton,
see. Grafton too. And the number of times that they played Jamestown, Fargo, and Grand Forks. You know, played each of those teams four times. What a season. So, yeah, that definitely would have been a fun time in North Dakota high school sports history.
And to have an EDC championship there in the mix, the EDC is definitely one of the toughest conferences in the state, I think, for any class of basketball. And to win that championship, to add that to the trophy case, I think is an outstanding achievement in itself.
Oh, absolutely. And then to be able to go on to beat Jamestown, Wahpeton, and Grand Forks and eventually take that title.
It's just an amazing part of Highliner history, I think. And just I'm still amazed by the pictures, just looking at the styles and the looks back then. And you pointed this out to me. One of the pictures is tip-off from a game, and there's a big sign, KOVC. We just celebrated our 80th anniversary. I think it was December, October. We celebrated that, so to see KOVC Radio in itself be a part of that history, too.
Yeah, and the old enclosed press box with the windows. Yeah, isn't that a neat piece of history right there? And to be able to see the old floor there at the Audi, that's really neat.
I think I can go without being that enclosed press box. I don't think we need to make any changes what we have at the Hack right now.
Absolutely.
So. All right, Marty, well, thanks for visiting with us. We'll see if Toast is there hobnopping. Let's see if he got us a guest to come on. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more. This is a special presentation honoring the 1960 state championship basketball team here on KOVC. We will return.
Still hiding money under your mattress? Choosing the right investment product to fit your needs can be a difficult task. I'm Tom Glant with Investment Centers of America. Call us today at 845-4623 or stop by my office located in Dakota Bank and we'll help develop a financial plan that fits you.
Securities, advisory services, and insurance products offered through Investment Centers of America Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor, and affiliated insurance agencies. Investment Centers of America is not affiliated with Dakota Bank.
Country Club, a special presentation here, talking Highliner basketball, the 1960 Class A state championship team. And Toast has got us a player to talk to. Toast, who are you visiting with?
Yeah, we're visiting with Dennis Grubb from Williston. And Dennis, welcome to Valley City. Welcome back to Valley City.
Thank you.
Is he on? Okay. Let's see if we got it. You sure?
Thank you.
There we go. Okay. Yeah, bring him up a little bit. There we go. Welcome back to Valley City. And, you know, 1960... Those years go pretty fast, don't they?
Really fast. Really fast.
Is there any one thing that kind of sticks out in your mind from that 1960 season?
Well, I know we started out the year, lost our first four games, and I can remember our coach saying that you got to take more shots at the basket, quit playing so conservative, and after that, if I remember right, wanted us to put it up 20 times a quarter to score, and I think that's what we did, and that year we ended up winning the state tournament.
What turned the season around for you guys?
I just think that we were playing too conservative.
We had
everybody scored well, everybody played defensive well, worked together. There was a team.
Now, there were a lot of seniors, but there was one freshman on that team.
One freshman, his name was Bob Ingstead. And
Was that a tough time? I mean, was that tough to have a freshman on the team?
No, not for us.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
We enjoyed Bob. Really, was a real good ball player, a real asset to the team. So.
You left high school. Did you go straight to Williston?
No, I went in the Navy first. Then I went to Williston, and then I ended up staying in Williston. Then I. Went to Alaska for 35 years, worked up in the oil fields, retired, moved back to Williston. In between there, I lived in Billings for 11 years.
Okay, and do you keep an eye on that Highliner team from time to time?
From time to time, yeah, I do.
Okay. And your wife, Jackie, is she from Valley too?
No, Jackie's from Williston.
Oh, okay.
And my folks had moved from Valley City and ended up in Tioga, North Dakota. So when I got out of the service, went back there and met my wife.
All righty, so. Good enough. And, of course, I think the High School Activities Association, they honored you back a few years ago.
Yes.
When you did the 50th anniversary, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And, it you know, those years just fly by, though, don't they?
They fly by fast.
any words for the young players out there as a Highlander?
Keep your head up. Keep trying. Don't give up. I guess listen to the coaches.
There you go. Good advice. Yeah, awesome.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you
so much. Again, Dennis Grubb, Highlander from 1960, back from Williston, living in Williston.
Long trip to come out here to honor this team.
It really is, yeah. One freshman on the team, Bob Ingstead. And I talked to a couple of guys over there, and they were seniors, and we had no problem playing with the freshmen. You know, you might have a little chemistry problem there. You know, some seniors don't really take to a freshman coming in playing on a team like that, but they had no problem at all.
Just
pretty
some
good stuff.
Interesting stories there about this championship team.
Yeah.
And I think we got some more guys who filed in since we started.
Yeah,
so maybe we can.
Yeah, we're going to have to nab a few more here. I know a couple of other guys. I'd like to get Stan. Stan, you got to come over here just quick like. Stan. You gotta come over here, Stan. Stan Amundsen with us. I'm going to let you grab the mic there. Stan, you were a senior on that team?
Yes, I was, yes.
Okay, and Stan kind of stayed close to home after all those years? Or
no,
how did that go for you?
I have a farm northwest of Findlay. Right now, after I retired from milking cows, I run the ice cream machines for Midwest Dairy.
And, yep.
Keeps me more busy than I want to be, really.
Okay. What sticks out in that 1960 season?
We had a bunch of kids that could really stick together. You know, there was no one guy better than the rest of them. We all played together. It didn't make any difference who got the points or who got the glory. It was a team effort, and that's why we won.
What about Coach Dean? Was he a tough coach?
He was a pretty good coach. The thing that sticks out with me more than anything else with him, he was a great guy to be involved with or coaching young guys in high school. Kept a lot of good discipline, you know, kept us in line, made us obey training orders, and you know, he was very good that way. I would have said he was a coach that could take boys and make men out of them.
Was this a team, when you headed to the state tournament, you said, hey, we're going to win this thing?
Yes, we had that goal. I actually came into Valley High when I was a sophomore, and I got on the team for some reason or other, and then I was one of the starters as a junior.
Probably because of your height.
Well,
you're pretty tall.
but anyway, that was one of our goals right off the bat. And I remember when we were juniors, we went down to the district tournament in Fargo, and we got beat so that we couldn't go to the state. And after that, it was our goal that we were going to go to the state at all costs. And we weren't just going to go, we were going to win. So.
Are you kind of surprised that the Highlanders have not won a state title since that time?
Well, it takes a lot of doing. It takes a lot of organization, and it takes a lot of good players. And you know, we just happened to get the right nucleus put together, and everybody clicked with everybody, and that's what made the championship team. And of course, we had at that time, holy buckets, we had the businessmen in Valley City backed us to a hill. I don't know if you remember back after we won the state championship, they took us to St. Paul to watch the Minnesota games and everything else. The fathers in Valley City just rolled out the red carpet to us because we had won state.
That's great. That is so awesome. Stan, thank you so much. Appreciate your time here today, and enjoy the weekend.
Okay, you're very welcome. Glad you could be here. I appreciate all you guys do, too.
Well, thank you, Stan. Okay. You bet. Stan Amundsen, part of that team, 1960, Wow, some exciting times back then, you know, and they had some goals, you know. They lost earlier in the years before that senior year, and they had some goals. They're going to win the state title.
How about that? A trip to St. Paul. You win a state championship, and you get to go to St. Paul.
Yes. I'm going to see if I thought maybe Lee Sampson would come over.
Well, how about this? We'll
take a break.
We'll take a break.
Hey, let's have another word from Investment Centers of America. Again, Tom Glant, thank you so much. He's an old Highlander too, by the way. I shouldn't say old. He's still a former Highlander.
There we go.
Formal. There you go. Anyway, let's hear another word from Investment Centers of America.
Are you fighting for higher rates? At Investment Centers of America, we will review your portfolio to find an investment option that helps meet your needs. Call me, Tom Glant, at 845-4623 or stop by my office in Dakota Bank to schedule a free review today.
SIPC.
Welcome back to the Valley City Town and Country Club. Joel Morgan, Tim Ose with me as a special presentation here this afternoon. We're talking about the 1960 State Championship Highlander basketball team, the only basketball state championship in program history. And, Tim, we do have a sponsor here for this afternoon's broadcast.
Yes, Tom Glant, Investment Centers of America. Thank you, Tom. Former Highlander himself.
So Highlander sticking
together. He bleeds some of that blue.
And we do want to remind you, there will be a special presentation before tip-off of tonight's game against Devil's Lake. Should start around 7:15. It'll be video streamed at newsdakota.com, also archived on our website. We'll have the broadcast of the Poise game as well here on KOVC. And Tim has us another member of the team. Tim, who are you visiting with now?
Well, we've got Lee Sampson, who is a member of that 1960 championship team. And Lee, I know we were talking about you were a sophomore, I believe, that year, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you want to – let's put you right up there. There we go, yeah. We want to make sure everybody gets to hear you. But you were a sophomore, and, you know, they moved you up from the JV.
Right.
Tell us that story.
Well, one of the guys, I can't remember what the problem was, but anyway, he had to drop out.
Okay.
And I was playing on the JV, and the coach came up and asked me if I wanted to, you know, dress up for the varsity. And
what part of the year was that?
Right about Christmas time.
Okay, about halfway through.
Yeah, and so that was kind of a nice Christmas present. But I still had to play JV.
You had to play both.
I had to play both.
Okay.
And it was kind of fun, and I enjoyed the time I had with, you know, Toring and Grubb and all those guys that were, you know, our main guys. I enjoyed that, and I got to be a better basketball player too, I think.
What made that team click?
Running.
Okay.
I made the statement to one of the guys a while ago. I think that Swenningson and Amundsen and some of those guys could be at practice all day and turn around and jog home. they never did get tired. They did run and run and run.
Now, you know, there's something interesting with this team. There was a school, Grand Prairie, right?
That's right.
Yeah, and some of the players from Grand Prairie came to Valley.
That's exactly right. And as a matter of fact, I think there was four of them that came in to Valley and took the starting positions, you know. And I always felt like it was Valley City Grand Prairie team.
Very
but
true.
But all those guys were starting, Lynn Holcomb and Howard and Amundsen and who the heck the other one was, I forget. I thought there was four of them in there, but
yeah,
maybe there's just three.
Okay, all right.
But at any rate, they really did make that team fly.
And you played the games at the Audi.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and we had Howard Swenningson was kind of my mentor.
Okay.
I hung around with him a lot, and he could jump. My gosh, that guy could jump. He could slam dunk the ball, and he was about 5'10", 5'11". And I used to just do my best to try to get get up there as much as I could. But he would jump center.
Okay.
You know, and at that time we jumped every quarter.
Right. I mean, it's a whole lot different than it is now. Every time you had a jump ball, you jumped.
Right.
And you jumped at the beginning of every quarter.
Yep.
Yeah. No three-point.
No three-pointers, although I was probably the best three-point shooter on the team. But no way to verify that.
Oh, goodness.
No, actually, I didn't play much that year, and got to go to the games and had a good time. And the next year we did well, though. We went to state the next year, too, and we didn't win it, but we were, I think, third or something like that.
Awesome.
So. We had some good basketball teams.
Well, Valley City has never won a state title since 1960.
No.
That's a long drought.
I know, and they got to get back. Yes. I don't know what's going on here, but I talked to the athletic director, and I know that he thinks they should be back. So I hope it happens.
We got to make that happen here again. We're getting that Cubs thing going here.
I know. Yeah, right. Yeah,
no doubt about it. Lee, good
seeing
you.
But anyway, we appreciate the time you're spending with us.
Hey,
Thank you.
You bet, Lee, and have a great weekend, okay?
You bet, thanks.
All right, Lee Sampson with us here this afternoon. Good stories, good times. Come on. Hey, again, the public's invited to come on out.
People can come out and join us and say hi and check it out. And Tim, something there. We talked about more will be revealed this afternoon. I didn't know they went back the next year. And
they
went
back
again. So they
took third.
That's such a great run to have for a basketball program.
It is.
To make state multiple years in a row and to place at state, too, is such a great accomplishment. I didn't know that. You know, there's I don't think there's anything at the hack about that. Maybe there is, and I've just missed it.
Well, they had a lot of seniors on that team, too. And then they come back the next year with underclassmen and go to state again, too. That says a lot about the Highliners and Coach Dean.
And, like you said, I didn't know they would do jump balls every quarter.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, that was even in my time. Back in the 70s, if there was a tie-up, it was a jump ball every time. And every quarter, you had a jump ball.
Different game.
It was a crazy game. No three-pointers, but we had guys that would definitely qualify for that nowadays because they would like to. Guy like me, I'd like to crank them up, you know. And three-pointers, no three-pointers, but it was a lot of fun.
And
defense was, I think, more of a key back then.
You think about guys who, at that point, even, you know, before the three-pointer, they reached 1,000 points in their career. Imagine how much harder that is. You get layup or you get to free throws and you get field goals and that's it.
And you don't imagine scoring 47 points a night in one night. How many two-pointers you had to make on that?
That's a lot of work. And not to take away from 1,000-point scorers nowadays or guys who have nights like that, but I'm sure they're very appreciative as well about the fact that they could do that.
And something else Marty mentioned to me too was that they didn't play the bigger schedule. They played 16 regular season games, and then they had like 8 postseason games. So they played 24 games during the season.
It's still a nice stretch.
Yeah, exactly. We up for a break?
I think we are.
We're up for a break, and then we're going to try to catch some more players. I know we have one of the assistants or student trainers with us here, too. And we'll see if we can't get a hold of him. That would be Harvey Leroud. And, you know, those guys are pretty tight with the coach. You know, he might have some stories that these players don't even know. Anyway, assistant managers or student managers, I guess, is what I wanted to say. But we'll talk to Harvey. We'll try to catch up. I see some other ball players walking in here as well now. We'll try to catch up with them as well. Fun afternoon. All of this, thank you to Tom Glant, Investment Centers of America. We're at the Valley City Town and Country Club. Joel Morgan, Toast in the Morning here on KOVC.
Has your mind gone fishing lately? Don't forget, it's never too late to start investing your money. I'm Tom Glant with Investment Centers of America. Call us at 845-4623 or stop by my office located in Dakota Bank to find a financial product that may work for you.
Securities, advisory services, and insurance products offered through Investment Centers of America Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor and affiliated insurance agencies. Investment Centers of America is not affiliated with Dakota Bank.
I'm falling in love with you.
Well, welcome back to KOVC AM 1490 and NewsDakota.com. We are back at the Valley City Town and Country Club, a special presentation this Friday afternoon, speaking with members of the 1960 State Championship Highliner basketball team. And Tim, some great stories so far, and I think we're about to get some more here right now.
Well, you know, we've had some great stories. We're going to try to get some more. I see Hank Toring just entered the building as well. I talked to him. We're going to get him on the air. But right now, we're going to talk to the student manager, Harvey Leroud. Harvey, you probably have the best stories of all, because, you know, the student managers and the coach, usually you were pretty close. Usually you kind of hung around the coach.
Mainly we made sure that the uniforms were there and that everybody had their equipment, and if we had sometimes an extra set of different things so that if somebody forgot it, they had it. But it was a fun time, and it still is a fun time to get together with these guys now today.
What kind of a coach was Coach Dean?
He was a Jamestown graduate.
Well, that's a strike against him right there.
But anyway, he was... I don't really remember that much other than he had good discipline and that everything went off like it was supposed to, and we ended up with we won the Eastern Division, and then we went on to win the state in 60, and back in those days we didn't have the three-point play or the time clock, and so... It was a different ball game then than it is now, but it was...
Was there a time, was there any game that the Highliners would go into a stall?
I'm sure there was, but not to any length of time in it that I, okay. as I remembered. Okay. Dennis Grubb was our ball handler, and he set our plays up, No, I don't believe we did that often, but I wouldn't say that we didn't for a period of time in a game, but not any length of time.
What year were you?
I was a senior.
Okay.
Bob Inkstead was a freshman, and then we also had three juniors, and everybody else then were seniors.
Okay, I believe Lee said he was a sophomore, Lee Sampson. He thought he was a sophomore.
He may have been. I thought he was a junior, yeah. But he may have been a sophomore.
Okay. All right. Is there anything in that season that you can remember that stands out?
No, not other than...
Who was the joker on the team? Who liked to do all the joking around?
Probably Hank.
Okay.
Hank
Oh, goodness. All right. Well, hey, Harvey, good talking to you today.
I appreciate you having us on.
Hey, and have a great weekend.
We're going to have a good day, and an evening is going to be just as fun for us.
And you know what we really need? We need a Highliner championship again, don't we?
We certainly do, but we're going to have to be cheerleaders, us old guys.
Very good, Harvey. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for having us on.
You bet. Harvey Leerud with us, student manager for the Highliners back in 59-60. Championship team. And they beat Grand Forks in that championship game. Low-scoring affair, 52-45. And they beat Wahpeton and Jamestown to get there. So...
Some good programs.
Great programs,
Some good programs to beat there.
Good stuff, yeah.
And there will be a presentation before the game tonight, and we'll have that on our video stream at newsdakota.com, and then we'll do like everything else. We'll archive it so if people want to go back and watch it or share it with their friends, we'll have that. And we'll probably get this online, too, at some point here over the weekend so people can share back at our look back at all the memories from this 1960 team. And game will probably start about 7:30 tonight. That'll be on air and online as well. So it's a full day, Tim, to honor this team.
Can I throw a little bet out there? Marty, I hope Marty's listening. And he's probably going to say, no, it's going to start at 7:30. You wait. It's not going to start at 7:30. Not with these guys.
No, I don't think so.
It might run 5 minutes late or something, you know. But, no, they're going to absorb every second of what happens tonight. It's just a special, special thing. And again, thanks to Marty for putting this all together. Awesome.
Take another break.
Again, I want to thank Tom Glant, Investment Centers of America, for helping us out, helping sponsor this special afternoon here at the Valley City Town and Country Club.
Still hiding money under your mattress? Choosing the right investment product to fit your needs can be a difficult task. I'm Tom Glant with Investment Centers of America. Call us today at 845-4623 or stop by my office located in Dakota Bank, and we'll help develop a financial plan that fits you.
I bless the day.
Thanks to Dana for bringing us that great music back in the studio. I'm Joel Morgan. Tim Oss alongside me. We're back at the Valley City Town and Country Club talking about the 1960 State Championship Highlander basketball team, and a lot of memories, a lot of stories shared so far, Tim.
Oh, it's all good, too. I'm loving every minute of this. This is good stuff. You know, Highlander fans, if you're out there, you're welcome. Come on out here to the Valley City Town and Country Club. Meet these guys who were champions in 1960, and we haven't had one for the boys since that time. Hank, can you believe that?
Well, I tell everybody that it hasn't happened since 1960. I'm very proud of the fact. The one thing I forgot to do is to bring my Letterman's jacket.
You still have your Letterman's jacket?
Yeah, and I still fit in it, too.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And a couple of years ago, I came for a summer reunion, and it was 110 degrees or 107, and I still wore the damn thing.
Wow.
So that I could prove to everybody else that I could still wear my Letterman's jacket.
We are with Hank Toering, the big guy on the Highlanders, 6'5". And you said the Fargo team had a 6'10 dude.
Yeah, I can't think of his name. I can remember a lot of the guys' names that we played. But he caused you to alter your shot drastically.
I bet.
You don't play against somebody that size.
Right. There were no 6'5", 6'7", 6'10s in the 60s.
Well, I know I played against one. Dick Pettit.
Dick Pettit.
Dick Pettit.
Okay. That name does sound familiar. But anyway, tell us about that year in a summary type thing.
Well, the most interesting thing was I was just talking to Howie Svenningson, and we owe this whole event to the Grand Prairie Township fathers that decided to close the school when Stan and those guys, Stan, Lynn, and Howie, all three of those guys came from Grand Prairie School. And they shut it down, and the kids came in as juniors. If that wouldn't have happened, I'll guarantee you, as talented as we were, we wouldn't have won the state championship.
Okay.
And in doing so, we had to beat Grand Forks. You know, you guys are sports guys. You understand this. We beat a team three times, four times.
Tough thing to do.
That's tough.
Yeah.
We beat them five times.
Wow.
Twice in conference, once at the Christmas tournament, once in division, and then they went into the other bracket and came up the other side, and we beat them again for five times in a row. I don't remember the score. I'm not the kind of guy that remembers. I was the kind of guy that I had to have a keeper. Denny would grab me, and he'd point me and say, "That's our basket. Put it there in that end. Don't put it in the other end."
You got it. And, you know, we were just talking about the difference in the game back then. Jump balls all the time.
Yes.
You know, and no clock, no time, no time.
No shot clock.
Shot clock, no.
But the thing is, I've got a picture, actually it's out in the car, of me with my hand up above the rim, but we couldn't dunk.
Ah.
You couldn't dunk. So
that's right.
Howie could go, you know, somewhere like here, 6-8 inches, 10 inches above the rim, and he could dunk with two hands forward, not behind him. But he could dunk with two hands.
Wow.
And I wasn't skilled enough to do that, but I could go to 11-4, a foot and 4 inches above the rim, but I couldn't do it with two hands. I wasn't coordinated enough.
There you go. You guys played the games in the Audi. You guys played the games in the Audi,
yes,
the auditorium,
yes,
which was one of the greatest home court advantages, I think, ever.
Well, you know why? Because it was a college court, college size. It was longer by 8 or 10 feet than the average high school, and we practiced on that. So we were in condition to run. If you multiply the number of times that you go up and down times 10 feet,
that's all. Yeah, it adds up. It adds up, exactly.
Especially at the elevation here.
Oh, goodness. You had one freshman on the team.
Pardon?
You had a freshman on the team.
Yeah, well, he was a whole lot more talented than all of us individually.
Bob Ingstead.
Pardon?
Bob Ingstead.
Bobby Ingstead, yeah.
Yeah.
He was great. You know, when he was a freshman in high school, he qualified for the state track meet, and I'll make this up, 10 events. I qualified for one. I bet him a steak dinner that if he made 15 points in the state track meet, I bought him a steak dinner. And the deal was, if I scored 1 point, he had a... Well, guess what? I had to buy the dinner.
Yeah, he was pretty good at track and field.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Well, he went to Southern Illinois.
Southern Illinois, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, here's another story. Back in the day, you know, the little kids know who you are. Right. So I'm walking down the street one day up there by, back in the day, Bloom's Bakery up by the school, and some little kids that are, you know, 8, 9 years old talk to themselves and they say, "There goes Hank Turing." 4 years later, I'm walking down the street and there's some kids about the same age and they said, "There's Bobby Inkstead." How fleeting, right? You're only as good as your...
Well, I don't know. You know, time slips away, doesn't it? It really does. But again, thank you so much for coming out here today, and have a great weekend. You live where?
We live in Simi Valley, California.
Oh, that, and you married a cheerleader.
Sandy Boris, yeah.
I married
her because she was a better free throw shooter than I was. She could go 10 for 10, but back in the days, the girls... Well, first of all, remember the girls had girls' rules, and they had the timeline and three on each side.
Okay.
Women didn't run back and forth, you know.
Right.
And they wore bloomers.
Yeah.
And they shot underhand.
You're out.
She could go 10 for 10.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
And I believe that I have a record here for free throws, and it'll never be beaten. Well, I don't think so, because when I played, you shot your first shot. So conceivably, there's 5 times 4, there's 20 times that you could have a shot that you don't get now because of the whatever that rule is where you don't shoot till the 6th foul or something like that. So, you know, I understand there's a Rodriguez kid here that scored 19 the other day in free throws and that he's got the record. That has to be unbelievable because if you figure it out, the math, we theoretically shot 20 more times than he did. Theoretically.
Very true, yeah. Wow. And you jumped the ball a lot more times, too.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
But I always got them.
Yeah, you did. I'm sure
you
did.
I had a way that I used my elbow and my hook shot, and I put my elbow in a lot of guys' mouths. I also, when I would jump ball, I would put my arm on my my arm would come up and it would go down in their shoulder, and I'd use them as leverage and go up and get it. So. I passed it back to Denny, who took care of it.
Besides all the rules and stuff for basketball, what's different now than what it was back then?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, there was a time when the team was playing in a what I would call a very substandard level with the, I'm going to make up names, Kindred, Lisbon, things like that.
Right.
When we were playing with, you know, Grand Forks, Devil's Lake, all those schools. And now I understand they're back playing with them again.
Yeah.
So that's one change. The other thing is that I don't believe they have the community support. When I was playing, it was the thing to do on Friday night and Saturday night to come to the game. And the community was there. The businessmen were there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can think of all these guys that used to come in. You'd back on Saturday morning, you're down the street, and they'd tell you what you did wrong.
And you know, and I heard that not only winning the state championship, you also won a trip to Minneapolis.
Yeah, well, we didn't win it, but we did get it, yes. Now, that was an interesting, because, you know, at the risk of being whatever, a lot of these guys hadn't been out around the world a whole lot. And I remember that Bobby Inkstead ordered Welsh rarebit at a very expensive club that they took us to eat, and he thought he was getting rabbit. And, you know, but we were wined and dined. We had a great time. We saw, that was the year that there was a little town outside of Minneapolis that had like, I can't think of the name of the town. They had like 30 kids in the school.
Okay.
And they won the dang state championship. Wow. It was an unbelievable year. They were amazingly good. And it was so fun to watch. And you, at the U of M, you sit below the, because the field is, or the court is elevated.
It's up above, yeah.
Yeah. And it was such a kick to go there. And then we figured it out that if you talk to the cheerleaders from the teams that had gotten beaten, you could get all the tickets that you wanted to get in. So we were getting them from them, you know, hugging and faking and kissing them and all that kind of stuff and getting their tickets.
Hank, as we wrap it up here, what would you say to some young Highlanders out there today?
Well, you know, the deal is, as you know, three-point shooting, these guys are shooting 50%, 60%, and the only way you do that is by living in the gym and practice. You know, there's a few guys that are just naturally gifted and that can do it, but the rest of us, you got to go out there and work.
And yeah.
When I was in the eighth grade, I was always scrimmaging over at the backside of Ritchie School with the college guys. You know, play up. I always played my kids and my grandkids. they always played up and played guys that were older than them. And my granddaughter, who is an All-American water polo player, likes to play against men because it makes her so much better when she plays against girls or women. So, yeah, play up, practice, and I know this is a difficult word right now, but listen to the coach. Oh, don't disrespect him.
No kidding. Hank, so much. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
And have a great weekend this weekend.
Thank you.
Nice having you back.
We're home for a great weekend. So
all right.
Thank you.
Super. Thank you. Hank Turing. Fun stuff.
The stories.
Oh, man. This is great stuff. Good stuff. Again, we're out at the Valley City Town and Country Club for a special day today, kind of a Highlander homecoming. And it's all brought to you by Investment Centers of America, Tom Glant. And again, we invite the public out here too. And again, these guys will be honored before the Highlander game tonight. Tip-off is, Marty says 7:30, but I still don't believe that's going to happen. But anyway, they're going to be out there and they're going to be honored. It's going to be a great time. We'll be back with more.
Yeah, we'll take a break.
Okay.
Are you fighting for higher rates? At Investment Centers of America, we will review your portfolio to find an investment option that helps meet your needs. Call me, Tom Glant, at 845-4623 or stop by my office in Dakota Bank to schedule your free review today.
Securities, advisory services, and insurance products offered through Investment Centers of America Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor, and affiliated insurance agencies. Investment Centers of America is not affiliated with Dakota Bank.
Well, welcome back to KOVC AM 1490 and NewsDakota.com. We are back at the Valley City Town and Country Club. I want to remind everyone who's listening this, they can come out here and they could meet some of the players from that 1960 state championship basketball team. Also going to be honored tonight before the Highliners take on Devil's Lake. We'll have that video streamed at NewsDakota.com. Game starts around 7:30. And joining me here is Tim Ost, and the players are just lining up to talk to us.
Hey, it's been a great afternoon so far. We've got Dennis Gilland with us. Dennis played guard on that 1960 basketball team, Highlanders that won the championship that year. Dennis, welcome back to Valley City, first
of all. You come down the hill into the valley, and it's like coming home, you know, high school and college together. It's a great place.
Yeah, you went to VCSU, too.
I went to the college, too, and Hank Turing and myself played basketball for Bill Osmond. So we had a chance to be together for about 7 years, high school 4 and college 3.
And if the Gillen name doesn't ring a bell, your dad was at Valley City State.
My dad was vice president of Valley City State, and after that he moved on to the president of Dickinson State.
And he was president while I was going to school. I believe it was 1973-74.
You are really old.
I know
my dad.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, let's talk about that 60 season.
Well, you know, the 60 season was wonderful. You know, I was an underclassman. I was a junior along with Jerry Bush and Leland Sampson, and we had Jack Paulson and Bob Ingstad Jr. was the sophomore along, and the rest of the team was all seniors. So we were told by Diz Dean, the harder we practiced against Denny Grubb, Lynn Holcomb, and Don Chinesky, the better they would be. So the only thing that we really contributed is to work their butts off in practice, and I think Denny Grubb, who's here, would probably tell you that we gave him a rough hoe. So we watched the tournament. They went with the 5 starters, and I think Jack Paulson and Bob Ingstad went in to relieve Stan Amundsen and Hank when they got tired. We guards never get tired, but the big boys did. So we had a great time watching that, and to be back, and this really means a lot to see everybody. Missing Don Chinesky and Bob Ingstad and Jerry Bush, who have left us, but it's good to get back because we're not getting any younger.
No. But you know what? Who was on that schedule? Who was the toughest team for you?
Well,
guys?
I think we got stuck playing Grand Forks 3 times. We meet them at a Jamestown tournament. We had to meet them during the regular season. So when we made it to the state and we saw Grand Forks was in the opposite bracket, we'd kind of mumble to ourselves, how many times can we beat them in a row? You know, to go 3 and out against a team like Grand Forks in those days, I think they had a Cliff Bush that was one of their outstanding athletes. But there, lo and behold, after the first 2 games, there was Grand Forks staring us in the face in Grand Forks at the college, and we were able to handle them. It was a good game right down to the wire, and then we took over the 4th quarter, and we became the state champs.
Who was the scorer on that team?
Our
your team?
probably Hank Toering.
Inside game.
In those days, Danny Grubb was a good outside shooter along with Lynn Holcomb, but there weren't three-pointers in those days. I think if there had been three-pointers, that would have changed a little bit. That didn't come in until years later that you could go for 3 points. But Howie Swenningson and Stan Amundsen, they were feeders, they were rebounders. But I think Hank would probably go down as the leading scorer.
Okay, what made this team special?
I think what made the team special is our diverse background. You know, three of the players, if you look at the old program, they came from township something because they came from outside. So there were nine of us with Valley City addresses and three from the country address, the old country school addresses. I think it was a mixture of just young people having a good time and making good decisions. And in the end, we set a goal. Hey, they came close the year before when I was a sophomore, the only sophomore on the team. And all of a sudden, they set a goal, and most of us played three sports. But I think Danny and Hank and a couple of those really put all their emphasis in basketball, and it paid off.
Okay.
It really paid off.
And you hear a lot of athletes nowadays, you know, they want to specify one sport. They want to make one sport their sport. You know, is it better to play more sports?
Well, I was fortunate because North Dakota in Class A in those days didn't have baseball. But we had the Babe Ruth and the Legion program. So some of us on this team, we played football in the fall, basketball, track, or track, golf, or tennis, and boom, off we were to play baseball in the summer. Between jobs, working at the Dairy Queen, the Dario, or the A&W in those days, we got to play baseball.
So awesome.
It was good, yeah.
Awesome, awesome. You told me a story that you guys come back.
The class of 61, the last Thursday of every month, we pick a different place to eat around the area, mostly in Valley City, and we get together just to comment and see how everybody's doing. It's just not a big deal, but in the end, it is a big deal.
Yeah.
Because we get a chance to stay in contact, and we've lost quite a few members of the class of 61. So we just decided to get together and touch bases once in a while. I get back about 4 or 5 times, but some of the people here get together every Thursday once a month.
Dennis, did you marry locally? Or?
Yes, I was fortunate enough that a good-looking cheerleader on the team of 1960. See, I also played on the 61 team that went to the
state
tournament.
Right, we got to mention that, too.
Yeah, and Barb Rome was her name at that time, and she was going with Bob Inkster Jr., and we used to double date, and in the end, I ended up with the cheerleader. So we've been married for 51 years. She's standing over there, the white-haired lady, white because of me, I assume. But it was good, yeah. So I'm very fortunate. We have 2 sons and 6 grandkids.
That's awesome. Let's talk about that next year. I mean, you guys went to state again.
Well, the problem that Hank and the boys did to us, every gym we walked into, we were introduced as the defending state champion. And we got to a point, I think we won the first 3 or 4 games, and after that, we would look at the announcer. And the KOVC announcer would also, so even when we were home, and the opposing team would look at us and say, yeah, let's see if you can do it. So we would go into these gyms, and they would boo us, and they would jump up and down. Fargo was terrible against us, Grand Forks, because we'd beat them the year before. But we made it to the state tournament, and that was very fortunate.
What, took third?
No, we ended up losing to Minot, which won that year. They had the Peterson brothers out. You know, we're standing at the end of the gym in Grand Forks Fieldhouse, and the first 3 guys from Minot come out, the 2 Peterson brothers and another person, and they dunk the ball. And we're looking at each other, and we kind of go, because we had played, Minot came and stayed in our house the year before, and in 60 we beat Minot. But they were young, they came everyone back. But we gave them a good game within 5 points. Then Bob Inkstead had a concussion. I sprained my ankle, so the second game we couldn't play that we won, and we couldn't play much of the third game either, so we ended up 6th.
Okay.
Which we got a little medal saying we were participants from the year before, the gold medal to the, we didn't care, we were there. And one thing I'd like to mention, nobody talks about the games much anymore. It's the being together. I know we played Grand Forks 3 or 4 times because we talk about that, but I couldn't tell you any other games or who played or who did what. We just liked each other. Farm kids to city kids, didn't make any difference.
Awesome, very good. Well, again, do you have any words for future Highliners?
Yeah, I think the thing that they have to do is keep their nose to the grindstone, listen to their coaches, and have fun. And that's the one thing we did. And I can tell the story now. We used to play poker. This dean walked in on us and said, that's enough. For the next 2 years, we played chess. He didn't want us focus on gambling. So, Bangle, you know, I'm maybe telling things you shouldn't know, but it's so long. And Diz, is, bless his soul, has been gone a long time. You know, so, but all it was a wonderful experience. And thank you guys for this, and to the athletic director and to Valley City High School. Special place. It's good to be here.
Hey, awesome. Thank you for coming this weekend.
Thank
Have
you
a
very
great
much.
Time.
Oh, I can hardly wait to get to the gym tonight.
All right. All right. Have you been there? Have you been in the gym?
Yes. Okay. We played in the auditorium. Probably the best floor in the country was the old auditorium. And the new facility is even nicer.
Very nice. Yep. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis.
Yep.
Dennis Gill, and another player on that 1960 Highlander Championship team. Boy, this is great. This is awesome. Having a lot of fun here this afternoon, just reminiscing. Some good memories.
And I think these guys are having a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, they are having a blast here today. And again, Marty, thank you so much for putting this on. This was a great idea, a great thought, you know, because sometimes we forget about, you know, our past. And yeah, it's easy to do.
This has absolutely been exciting. I mean, I'm just sitting over here laughing, listening to all these stories. You know, Hank Torring could talk the leg off a horse.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
But, you know, all their memories and how it came back to them, and you know, how it's just crystal clear even, you know, 57 years later.
Yeah.
So, and you know, it'd be nice to build on that tradition here within our community once again.
You bet. So, exciting.
Very so thanks good. Again for all of you coming out here and supporting this and allowing this phenomenal opportunity for the class 1961 or 60 and the basketball players and their team members and the cheerleaders that all showed up tonight.
You know, he felt a little down. The next year they finished sixth. We'd take a sixth right now. Wouldn't we?
State Absolutely.
A state tournament appearance?
Absolutely. You know, for a school our size to compete against the big WDA and EDC schools?
Exactly.
It's a heck of a thing, you know, to be able to
Making
achieve that.
Making state right now is a big thing.
Yeah. It absolutely is. And our kids are working hard, and they're working towards that goal, and hopefully here in the near future we'll be seeing that happen.
Awesome. Very good. Thanks again, Marty. Appreciate it. Again,
Tim,
tonight, big night tonight.
Bet.
Big night tonight.
Absolutely. We've got the Highliners taking on Devil's Lake at 7:30. We're looking forward to that competition. So thanks again for everything you guys are doing and for streaming the game, and we'll look forward to the pregame.
All righty. Sounds good. And, you know, this is all archived, too. So a lot of these guys and gals are going to get a chance to see it again if
Absolutely.
They, you know, if they want to.
Thanks again, fellas.
You bet. Well, Joel, what an afternoon.
It's been great, Toast. It's been you know, we get, you know, you've been doing this longer than me, but I've been doing this a stretch, and you cover so many teams, and each team is special, even if they don't go to state.
That's right.
You know, there's always something, but to hear stories about a special team is always, it's a good time. It's why I know I do this is for stuff like this.
You bet. A lot of human stories, human interest stories that in the world of sports, you're always going to have those, and that's what makes it kind of unique. And they had a unique team and unique personalities. And they meshed them together.
Could you imagine? We've had them one at a time here. Can you imagine a bus full of these guys having to travel to Minot, having to travel to Jamestown, having to travel to Grand
What a hoot. And again, we didn't get one story that Dennis told us about. We didn't get that one on the air. I don't know if he wanted to do that on the air, but that was crazy. We'll keep that one to ourselves. We might pass it maybe to the Inkstead family, but that was crazy. Anyway, a lot of good times, a lot of good fun. And again, it's just been a great afternoon here. Valley City Town and Country Club, again, want to thank Tom Glant, Investment Centers of America, helping us sponsor this today. And we will be back one more time, probably.
Yeah, we'll take a break and we'll come back one last time.
All right.
So we'll be back here on KOVC.
Has your mind gone fishing lately? Don't forget, it's never too late to start investing your money. I'm Tom Glant with Investment Centers of America. Call us at 845-4623 or stop by my office located in Dakota Bank to find a financial product that may work for you.
Securities, advisory services, and insurance products offered through Investment Centers of America Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor and affiliated insurance agencies. Investment Centers of America is not affiliated with Dakota Bank.
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together.
Great music coming back there from Dana at the studio. I'm Joel Morgan, Tim Most with me at the Valley City Town and Country Club.
We're going to wrap things up here pretty quick, but you can still come out and talk to some players from this 1960 state championship team. Also come out tonight, see the pregame ceremony before the boys take on Devil's Lake. Game we'll have for you on NewsDakota.com, also on air on KOVC. And Tim, the stories, I just can't get over some of these stories that we've heard about.
Incredible stories. Yeah, great stories, great season. Some unique players, unique personalities.
I think that's what you need to win a championship.
You do, and you got to have that. You got to have that chemistry, that certain chemistry. You saw that this summer in the Legion baseball program. You know, there's something magical about chemistry. You might not have the best players, you might not have the tallest players, but there's something about chemistry that makes it click, and you play together. It's all about playing together.
Yeah, guys pick each other up. Guys step in a key situation.
Right.
And, you know, there's a story these guys are talking about is they came into practice and beat each other up, and then they went out and beat up other teams.
Exactly. And guess what? It helped them the next year make it to the state tournament again. Yeah. So a lot of great stories, and we want to thank Marty again, lining this all up for us. Thank you, Brenda, too, here at the Valley City Town and Country Club for feeding us cookies. I know we've been eating a few of those.
I've had too many.
Yeah,
I think
too
I've
many
had
cookies.
One or two or five too many cookies.
Yeah, that's been great. But again, tonight is the night they're going to be honored again at the Highlander Activity Center. Game is at 7:30. Want to get there earlier, though, because they're going to be honored before the tip-off. So you want to get out there early.
Yeah, there'll be a ceremony before, and we'll have that video streamed, archived in case you miss it. We'll get this online for you, too, at some point here over the weekend. But in general, Toast, this is a big stretch of high school sports this coming up here. EDC Wrestling Tournament tomorrow, State Wrestling Tournament next week, which we're going to have on air. EDC Basketball Tournament, North Star Basketball Tournament's coming up. State Gymnastics is coming up. It's going to all come to a head, and then before you know it's going to be over.
It's quiet. Then we're golfing. maybe this will rub off a little bit. You know, getting those guys back here, maybe the magic will rub off a little bit. That would be nice. And it's been a long time since the boys have won a state championship for the Highlanders. Long time.
Yeah, and you know, there's work to be had, and those guys are working hard, and maybe we'll turn that corner and start getting some of these teams out there.
You got it. All right. Joel, thanks a lot this afternoon. Thanks for your work. It's been a lot of fun, and hopefully we can do this again, something like this again. This is fun.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully get some more teams to help us to do this, and thank our sponsors, of course.
Yes, Investment Centers of America, Tom Glenn, thank you so much. Former Highlander.
There
go Highlanders.
Go. So thanks to Dana back in the studio for, he found us some great music.
He did. Boy, I'm surprised. I mean, very good, Dana.
He dug a little deep there to help us out. So you've been listening to a special presentation here of KOVC Sports. Tune in again tonight. We'll start the game. We're still making bets, but sometime around 7:30 as the boys take on Devil's Lake. Thank you for listening to KOVC.